especially since the air war against Afghanistan began, an Arab-language satellite television channel has been getting a lot of attention. Al Jazeera, broadcasting from Doha, Qatar, is one of the Arab world's most independent news outlets. It's been airing exclusive footage from inside Afghanistan and statements from Osama bin Laden. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Doha.
Ask Qataris at this shopping center in the capital city of Doha where they get their news, and it quickly becomes clear that they no longer have to rely on Western media like CNN. Mohamed Masseh says since 1996, when the Qatari emir helped launch Al Jazeera, news watching has been totally changed. You know how the Arab media used to handle the news, he says. Only the official point of view was aired. Al Jazeera in the last 5 years has been a step forward. Now we see different views, and it's a different perspective altogether. It's early afternoon in the Al Jazeera newsroom, and the cramped space is crawling with foreign journalists. On the agenda today, a live hookup from Kabul, where Al Jazeera shrewdly established a bureau 2 years ago. In a tricky bit of logistics, the channel needs to get a replacement into Afghanistan. The reporter there has diabetes and has been having trouble getting his medication. The Al Jazeera staff represents the broad swath of views seen on the air. They're from Qatar, Lebanon, Abu Dhabi, Iran, Iraq, Egypt, and elsewhere. News anchor Tofik Tawa, who read the official news in Abu Dhabi for 12 years, says working at Al Jazeera is exciting and perhaps a little dangerous.
We are now telling the point of view of the opposition in the Arab world for the first time, I think. As for this coverage of Afghanistan war, we are presenting both the views of the Americans and the Afghans, and I don't think everybody is pleased with that.
The Bush administration is not pleased and has criticized Al Jazeera's repeated airing of Osama bin Laden's calls to attack Americans all over the world. Editor-in-Chief Ibrahim Halal says he's used to criticism from Arab governments. The channel was frequently blasted for being biased toward Israel, for instance, because it took the unprecedented step of putting Israeli officials on the air. But Halal says he finds it weird that America is now complaining, since it's Western standards of objectivity Al Jazeera is striving for. Halal doesn't claim the channel always succeeds in meeting those standards, but it's not, he says, because of any agenda. On this day, Muslim Americans are visiting from Washington, D.C. Jamal Wazanjin of the Institute for Islamic Thought worries that these American complaints will translate into pressure to rein in Al Jazeera.
To tell you the truth, they may not be able to do much in the States because of, you know, our own laws do not allow them to do much. But they might put pressure from some Arab neighboring countries. Yeah, unfortunately. And we're very much worried about that.
A number of American television networks have announced they won't run bin Laden's statements without reviewing them first. Editor-in-Chief Halal says Al Jazeera has a similar policy and is considering seeking help from security officials to learn how to watch for coded messages that may be buried in the statements. But analysts say it's unlikely that U.S. or regional pressure will seriously rein in what they call the Al Jazeera experiment. On the contrary, one of the most frequently asked questions is when will the station launch an English-language service? Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.